Welcome. Happy New Year, Kara.
Oh, Happy New Year, Aaron. And Happy New Year to all of you.
Like many of you, we're here dreaming and planning for 2012. And this time of year, people often set big goals, imagining what they want to be different or better for themselves.
But only sometimes it seems more like a dream than a reality. And usually what is missing is a way to connect our dream to actual daily tasks that will create the reality.
Yes, and so today, we invite you to take part in a creative visioning experience. This will give you the opportunity to not only clearly state your goal, the dream, but to also imagine the different ways you will be active and engaged, step by step.
Sounds good, Aaron. And although this might seem similar to planning or brainstorming, there's a difference with creative visioning. And it's all about a process of having an experience with our imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Or for those that they're a little more scientifically inclined, moving from our left brains to our right brains.
Yeah, and don't worry, you'll bring everything back into your whole brain and body by the end.
And the creative visualization today will be with some music. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay.
So we love that.
Before we get started, you will want to have a comfortable place to sit or lie down for about 6 minutes. And you'll also want to have some pen or paper to jot some notes down when the music is finished.
And so then, as you find a comfortable position, begin to bring your awareness to an area of your life where you have a particular goal, a problem you'd like to solve, something you'd like to see expanded or improved, anything you truly desire. It could be around a relationship, your work, a creative project, or a personal goal like increasing confidence. So just choose one thing to work on right now. And then take a nice deep breath, a little deeper than usual. Allow yourself to be open to imagine yourself moving towards this vision, this goal, and how life may be different when this goal were met. And then allow the music to support that.
Well, as the music has ended, allow yourself some time to be with the images, feelings, and inspirations that came to you as you visualized yourself moving towards your goal. Remember what was important to you in the experience. And in a moment, we will give you some prompts for journaling about that.
So continue to stay with the process in an open and fluid way, even as you're starting the thinking process. And at first, write down randomly some of the images, ideas, and inspirations that may have come to you. They may be seem like something that you saw or thought or sensed.
And then note the feeling quality of what you just wrote down. Did it seem curious, nervous, anticipatory, free, or whatever quality best describes your experience?
And now ask yourself, how does this visioning experience relate to my goal?
And what clues does it give me, either directly or in symbol or metaphor, about how to take that next step forward?
That's right. And then identify what you could do concretely that would help move the image into actualization. In other words, what may be some action steps that you will take on a daily and weekly basis to bring this into reality?
Yes, yes. And as you write down these action steps, allow yourself to feel the connection to your inner experience of knowing what you need to do and being able to do it.
I like what you said there, Carr, about your inner experience of knowing what you need to do. And that is so important that we connect with that. Because there is such a deep well of wisdom inside all of us. Sometimes it's the doing it that's the hard part. We encourage you to start within the next week with your action steps. This will increase the possibility of staying connected to your vision and drawing upon that inspiration and motivation for accomplishing your goal.
And we imagine all of you successfully reaching your goals and having fun along the way. That's always so important. Mm-hmm. It's not just about putting your nose to the grindstone.
That's right.
Enjoy the process.
Absolutely.
And as always, you can find us on Facebook or at our website, www.integrativemusicinstitute.com. And if you're in Charlottesville in February, we have a day retreat using meditation and music on Saturday, February 11th, and you can get more information on the website.
We hope you can join us then and for the next podcast, A Mindful Relationship with Food. Until next time, be well.